Hello and welcome to this recording about the environmental personal authority. It is an authority that can only be an authority for a projector. The reason for that is that there is nothing defined below the throat. There is no definition, no center defined below the throat. And therefore, obviously, it's not a chart of a generator. It's also not a chart of a manifestor, because manifestor needs to have a motor connected to the throat. And the way it functions, it's really unique. And in a way, we could also almost say that these, what we call mental projectors, are closer to the reflector than other different projectors who have a different authority, the inner authority. Because there is no one particular center that would be responsible for decision making, like it is in the case of all the other authorities, be it the self-projected ego, splenic, sacral, or solar plexus authority. There isn't anything energetically that makes decisions in this case. Therefore, the mental projector arrives at its decisions through the extraordinary mechanics of their type. What it means is that basically it's so much more important for them to actually abide by their strategy, to really respect the fact that they're not designed to initiate, but they're actually designed to wait to be invited, to wait for people to appreciate them, to recognize them, to notice them, and to wait for the invitation and to recognize that they're invited, that they're appreciated, that they're respected, that they're heard and seen is really the key in their correct decision making. It's something that they can test out. They can say certain things and see how it's being received. Actually talking about their decisions with other people will help them to hear themselves speak about the issue, and it can help them to arrive at the decision just by listening to what they themselves had to say about it. But most importantly, they're here to filter for whether they're actually being recognized and respected and appreciated. You know, when I say this thing, are people paying attention to me? Or is it something that nobody seems to be interested in? When I do that, does it have any kind of impact? Am I actually successful in guiding other people by doing this or not? People with the environmental personal authority are, in a way, people that are looking at life from above. Everything that's happening in life really is happening below the throat. And the throat is the place where everything gets expressed. So it's the source of, you know, it's the place of manifestation. But the mental projectors have mental definition. They have ajna for sure, and maybe ajna to throat, ajna to head. But, you know, it's really about the mind expressing itself. And it's mental, it's intellectual, it's not life. It's not the soil beneath our feet. It's not that. It's mental. It's intellectual. So they can be really, really valuable guides for others because they are so open in all these other centers that they're looking at the theme of life, at all those things about, you know, like identity, direction, health, survival, joy and vitality, emotionality, relational intelligence, life force, willpower. They're looking at it in a way from above. And they can be incredibly valuable guides with their very unique vantage point, with their very unique perspective on things, as long as they're invited, as long as they learn to speak at the right moment, as long as they learn to recognize when they themselves are recognized. And part of that is that they are sampling the water. They say something, they do something, and see what happens. Is it being received or not? Really, the strategy of a projector to wait to be invited, which is something I'm describing in this almost 1 hour recording about the projector type, is the essence of how they function. And once they're recognized, once they're in a place where they're being recognized, you know, this is really the main decisions they're making about. This is really it. They once they are in a place where they feel they're recognized and appreciated, there is no other really, really important decision for them to make. You know, the really important decision is for them to be in a place where they are recognized. So learning not to initiate, learning to recognize the invitation, and then speaking up about things, allowing themselves to speak about their decision and listening to what they have to say about the decision helps them. But really, it's pretty much about waiting to be invited and recognizing the invitation and what the invitation really is. So that's the way people with the environmental personal authority arrive at their decisions. And that's the end of this recording. Thanks for your attention.